Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, you're listening to the Manny Fry Show here. Ryan Wiggins, Brad Range. We'll probably get Ethan in the next segment. Ethan, are you doing Wiggins America in the next segment?
Yes,
that's a yes from off mic. Right now, our guest is Paul Nicolussi. He is a Madison County board member and just got reelected. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. A lot happened since we saw each other last, huh?
Well, a lot happened. Well, we couldn't hear that. We got you on. A lot happened since we saw each other last. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
There we go. There we can hear you. So last time we spoke, it was right before the election.
Yes, sir.
And you were on my weekend show. Tell me, before we get into the story about the books and the library stuff, what's going on in Madison County, Illinois? This has been traditionally a judicial hellhole. Mm-hmm. In the past, this was a lean blue, maybe purple district, but a lot's changed.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the judicial races. I think this is the first time, maybe ever, definitely in recent history, we have a Republican judicial majority. We're going to keep the ball rolling with that. As far as elected officials, it's bright red. It looks
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, every countywide elected official is a Republican. We have 26 board members. 20 of them are now Republican. And I'll be honest with you, it's more purple than you think. There's a really good, hardworking Republicans right now that are running really good campaigns, and we're communicating with the voters, and we just run on substance, you know?
Yeah, that's what's been amazing. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens overnight, so of course it's not as if the entire electorate just decided, I'm conservative now. But in my lifetime now, I've grown up entirely in Madison County, Illinois, and I remember this was the blue district.
Sure.
You know, and just in the last few years, it's amazing to see you guys. It's an entirely Republican Madison County board now, right?
Besides six of them, yeah. And
how many are there total?
There's 26 board members.
26, okay, yeah, 20
20 Republican. Every countywide elected official is Republican.
We just got to get some of those statewide races in there.
Well, I'll tell you, Madison County is very strange. It seems like the Democrats have really condensed pockets of voters. Like Edwardsville is very, once you add up Edwardsville, it's pretty blue.
But they draw lines around it so that it can just be the blue areas with other blue areas,
you know,
statewide.
They really do, especially with Katie Stewart's district. She goes from Caseyville, has Collinsville, Maryville, then she loops around, gets some of Granite, then just takes up Edwardsville. And to give you just a frame of reference, this last election, I think Jay was pretty much beating her until they got to Edwardsville. Then he lost about every precinct but one.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's what happens when you have statewide control done by Democrats. But I'm just so encouraged to see what's happening in our county, Paul. This story, though, let's talk about what in the world, because this is stuff that even people that aren't in politics are going, what? Tell me what's happening here. So so walk us back to the beginning for people who've not heard this story. Where does this whole thing start?
Okay, guys, for you listening at home, everything I'm saying is true. It can be backed up by social media posts, more importantly, recorded comments at these library board meetings. What I'm saying is 100% true. We're about to get into the X-Files version of the show, I guess. Around mid-September, a satanic book was placed in a library.
In Collinsville.
Without going to proper protocols. It's called At Satan's Altar.
Take your time.
This September?
This September, yes, sir.
So this is a fast story.
So, you know, once the library board found out about it, they removed it, didn't pass the proper protocols. So then a prominent elected official, and I'm just going to say people's names. I'm not going to spare them. I'm going to say stuff that they actually did, that they posted.
You're not
on Facebook.
Trying to slander anybody. You're just telling them, saying the facts.
I've stated these facts at other meetings,
right?
What these people have done. They accused me of attacking them and slandering them. If you want to talk about slander, look what they said about me this election. But anyway, so there was a prominent Democrat. She's a Maryville Collinsville Township trustee named Ashley Stewart. She made a pro-satanic books, you know, satanic book post. And that got... this is really true, guys. The pro-satanic crowd came to the library. They had a day of action.
Uh-huh.
Trustee candidate Michael Treese, he's a former trustee. He lost his election last time. and he hasn't taken it good. So his day of action was to put this satanic book in the library. This went down October. I think it was October 21st, 22nd, the last.
Yeah, it was close to the election.
Yeah, so they had this. I mean, listen to the audio of the meetings. These people acted and talked like people you'd expect who want to put satanic books in libraries. And that was where they were going with it. They're trying to draw me into a fight. They attack my church constantly online. They attack me as a Christian nationalist. Like I said, I told you last time, I don't even really know what that means. I mean,
if you're, yeah, welcome to politics.
You're right. Like, well, if you look at,
what does that mean?
Well, if you look at anything I've done politically, I'm sure I'm a Christian. I'm not going to apologize for that.
Right.
But if you look at any resolution that I voted on, I talked about, you know, help write, or if you look at any of my mail I sent out, my walk piece, doesn't bring my faith up at all. It's just not really germane to what I do on the county board. So them saying I'm some Christian nationalist, that's not how I, you know, legislate. So
whenever you get into that stuff, you know, okay, they're kind of grasping here. So okay, right. So like, reframing here, you have a person who tries to get a Satanist book into the mm-hmm. Collinsville Library.
Sure.
And the board says, no, we don't, right. I don't think that's a good idea. And in fact, that's kind of why you elected this board, because that board was very different than the previous board.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That current board says, no, we're not going to put that book in the library. Then they, what is there a meeting that happens then? Is that where people went crazy? Or
they
what
went
was
crazy
that?
In late October, and I'll say they got crazier last Monday than
before. But this was not a huge group of people.
I'd say it's pretty good size group.
Is it?
Yeah, there's probably about 15 of them, and there's probably about 20 people who are concerned citizens who go to church. They were quiet.
Uh-huh.
It's church mouse. Hey.
Hey.
But like they're pretty quiet. They weren't making the noise of the other people. And then, you know, they had another meeting.
What were they yelling at this meeting, though? I mean, what were they doing and saying to you guys? Just were they just inflammatory, like, we hate you, and you guys are, what are you, you're against what?
I got called a Nazi by somebody, and that was kind of weird. And I don't even know, I can't pick these people out of a lineup of one. And why they talk about me on Facebook constantly, or they talk about me and my church, most of these, like the last library board meeting they had last Monday, they talked about my church and me more than anybody, more than anything, and I'm not even on the library board.
Right.
And my church, no one from my church is on the library board. They just went up public comments and just completely trashed us. And
it seems like weird to me.
Yeah.
Like almost like a Satanist doesn't like church.
Calling us Christian nationalists, rodents. So I got called a Nazi, which is kind of strange. My grandpa, who fought the Third Reich in World War II, has a brick out there. He's a Collinsville resident. He passed away 2011. So it's just kind of surreal. And I kid you not, last Monday, you know, they were ticked off. I gave a sermon at my church. Not a sermon, I apologize. I talked about the last 2 minutes. These people watch my church on Sunday online.
So you were giving like the benediction or whatever at the end.
Well, I just thanked everybody for my election. And I said, just keep staying involved. I said, everybody knows what happened to me this past election. They tried to use my church and my faith as a tip of their political spear. A smear campaign was unleashed. None of it worked. I won. I won a traditionally Democrat district. I'm pretty much the
first. That's great.
Republican to have that district.
You work hard.
Yeah, I try to, because I mean, if I try hard and I lose, there's no shame in that. If you're lazy and you lose, hey, you got, you know, something's wrong.
So catch us up. So that meeting happened, the election happened.
Right.
Now I'm guessing, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing then you have another library meeting where after the election, guys, these people got to be losing their minds.
Well, you can ask Collinsville residents, even before this meeting, there's a township meeting where the same trustee who tried to put the satanic book in the library proposed turning the senior center into
a homeless shelter. Wait a second. You said something there that I missed.
Right.
This was a trustee that tried to get the Satanist book in the library?
Maryville Collinsville Township trustee, not a library trustee.
But still, this is an elected leader.
An elected leader, not running for re-election in April.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't just some random person.
No.
This is a trustee that is saying, yeah, let's get the Satanist books in, knowing that this would cause problems. And you wonder, are they really trying to push the Satanist book, or are they just trying to stir it up?
Stir the pot.
Okay.
You know, it's always easier to destroy something than to build.
Mm-hmm.
So you can destroy something that took 100 years to build in a short period of time. So they basically lost the election, and they've been losing, so they just want to create chaos. Like, you know, you live in Collinsville, turn to the senior center into an overnight warming shelter is just impossible. We know that. Everybody knows that. The trustees never should have considered it. They should have talked about it as adults before bringing it to the floor.
Do you think that's another move to just try to bring more chaos?
That was a week after the election.
Okay.
They wanted chaos. We didn't get our way in the election. the group that this trustee and pretty much the offshoot of the Democrat Party, where the main energy's at, is this group called Madco Blue. They put four candidates up out of five open seats. All four lost. So they're like, okay, we lost. We're just going to create chaos now. You know, a martial arts instructor told me when I was little, and it always stuck with me, someone's true character shown in defeat. He said, Paul, you're going to lose. Sometimes lose with character. So they lost their election. They didn't take like an internal look. They're like, why did we lose these elections? Some of them we should have won on paper. And it's just because it's their message is bad. So they just want to cause chaos. And
I can't believe after talking with you that their message would be bad. Paul Nicolucci's here, Madison County right. Board Member, Illinois. Because you're talking about people who are running for office.
Right.
And again, this is something I asked you on the weekend. I'll ask you again to clarify.
Right.
This is not all Democrats in the county are going yes to the Satanist books. However, it sounds to me like excuse me, sorry. Everybody who is pushing the books is Democrat.
I want a response from whoever's running the Democrat Party right now, who's ever really the thought leader, because it seems like their thought leaders are pushing this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fish from like their chairman. Let's go ahead and I disavow this or I'm for it. Because like the energy of the party's with this. So I don't know what the Democrat Party now to even stands for. So are they all for this? Because the energy of their group, this Madco Blue, where all their candidates came from, well, all but one, I mean, they're for it. They last library meeting was even worse than the last one. They, like I said, they trashed me, my church the whole time. And I promise you, I saw my first ever Satanist. And she was speaking, you know, pro-satanic stuff. And I made a statement that I had more Instagram followers than members of the Church of Satan. Because I looked on the internet and
speaking of poking the bear a little bit,
this whole thing's just absurd. I didn't get involved in elected in politics for this, but she called me out and said there's 375,000 members of the Church of Satan, and I was like, okay, it says 3,000 to 5,000 on the internet. So anyway, and I also, this is something else I'm not making up. You can listen to the audio. There were other people who were members of the occult. Not Satanist, but like witchcraft and other forms of the occult was represented there. So, and I looked on a Democrats page and they're cheerleading like on this Madco Blue page about, oh, good job, speakers. So I was like, is the occult mainstream within the Democrat Party now in Madison County? It sure looks like it.
Well,
the thought leaders and all the energies going behind these people.
It's so kooky. And at the same time, it's like you do kind of have to talk about it. Like this is a weird move. That's going on real locally here, and it's like let's draw a little bit of attention to this just to make sure it doesn't get too crazy. Because like you said, this isn't why you run for office.
No,
is to participate in this kind of nutty stuff. So let's put a bow on this. We're almost out of time.
Sure.
What are you guys now that you are going into your second term here? What are you guys focused on? What are you trying to make sure doesn't happen? Make sure does happen in Madison County.
Well, I have an email. Let me tell you what we've done in the Collinsville, Maryville Township for these elections. We've done some real work. That's why I got involved. Can I just give you some numbers of how we improve things?
Shit, please.
Okay. For the library, they passed a flat tax levy.
Okay.
They never do that. Tax levies on libraries are really, really high. Okay. In 5 years, under the leadership of the previous board, they earned $9,860. Okay. And just this year, they raised $13,000, 1 year. Okay? That's amazing. And then on a township, we have a tax levy decrease of 20%, which is very good for a township.
Great.
And they they put more into the senior center, and we receive grants for parking lots, too, and even for solar. So to have a tax levy decrease is very rare. You ever hear of that in a flat tax levy at a library?
No, that's why I voted for you.
And then if you look at their investments, it's just for them not to make money like that. I mean, 1 year they made $273, the previous library board. And under the new board total, they brought in $90,000 additional investments. That's why they have a flat tax levy, because they have $90,000 investments
that they're bringing in privately.
Yeah, or they invest the money the township has in various kind of funds, you know?
Paul, can you do me one favor, sir, before we close here? Yeah. Can you try your hardest to bring down Madison County property taxes? I know that's not you, but anybody you know, I would be very thankful.
I am going to do my part, and I recommend everybody who's within the Republican movement. This is something me, Chairman Wesley, Chairman of the Republican Party, Ray Wesley, and Chairman, soon-to-be Chairman Slusser have been talking about. It starts at school boards, okay? Those are tough elections. That's where, you know, people who, all the school district employees get out. I mean, they really get fired up for those elections. So once you start to change the school boards, you'll see schools change. You'll see property tax probably go down. I mean, that's a tough fight. That's the next one I think the Republicans got to do. We've pretty much got the administration building. We're starting to win city councils.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to get a lot of mayor's races. We just need to get, like, school boards. We get all the township governments we need to get to, and, like, library boards.
Well, Paul Nicolucci, thanks for what you're doing. Madison County Thank board you. Member, and appreciate. Hey, I'm glad you're in it for the long haul. I got to tell you, though, I was really looking for a quick answer to that question. You just say, Ryan, it's done. I would have said, that's great. Let's go.
Well, I want to talk about, like, the numbers and what we've done. None of this, I mean, this circus stuff of talking about satanic books and the occult, it's like I'm watching Michael Jackson's Thriller video or something. It's
yeah, you're like, this is not supposed right. to be happening in, like, really local hyper politics.
Let's talk about, like, you know, just improving people's lives, like you say, property tax stuff at the senior center.
Yeah. I think therein lies the rub, and I think that might be the strategy here, is they want to stir up dust and muddy the water so that people can't actually see what it is that you guys are actually doing. It's an election strategy. They know their ideas are bad, and they can't win on them, which is why Republicans are winning more and more seats in Madison County, and so they've got to get the focus off of what has been working for Republicans and put it on something that's just ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, too, they try to get their army of Facebook trolls just to beat you down, wear you down, get these people to come to meetings and bash you. It takes a special kind of person to absorb all that and just kind of...
Yeah.
And, you know, I will never elevate, like, a Facebook troll and, like, call them out by name, but the elected officials I call out and talk about, we can have a debate somewhere. You know, I got access to the media. We could do a podcast. I'll pay for the airtime. We can go. Politely, of course, shake hands at the end, but we'll talk policy. Don't get on Facebook and try to do policy there and get Facebook trolls and people. Let's have a real legitimate discussion and get something done.
You might be surprised to hear this. We have a few trolls ourselves.
No. Are they going to be coming at me, too, besides the ones I got?
I don't know, Paul.
Maybe. It depends on if they can find
it. It just depends. Paul Nicolucci, Madison County Board Member, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
We got a short break. We'll be right back with Wiggins America, Ethan version, so stay here.